Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parashas Vayakel, which will always also be Machar Chodesh and Parashas Shkolim, a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Yitz Hashem, should be a Shabbos of Besuras Tavis for all of Klal Yisrael. Of course, Parashas Vayakel is primarily about the Mishkan, but in the very beginning of the Parasha, which we learned this morning, we have the Dinim of Shabbos as well. And as you know, there is a Hekesh of Shabbos to the Mishkan, a Smichus of Shabbos to the Mishkan, from which we derive that which Malachis are Asur on Shabbos is determined by those Malachis that were needed in the building of the Mishkan. That is Rashi Shita, or Sadiyan holds even in the running of the Mishkan. But Rashi says, Dafka, the building of the Mishkan, those are the 39 malachas that were asur. I'm not going to go into the halacha of it, but the idea, the concept is important to understand. The smichus of the Mishkan, it is the Beit HaMikdash, and the Shabbos is not just things that happen to be near each other. A human being lives in the dimensions of time and space. Time and space are what make anything unique. No two objects could be in the same time, it could be in the same space at the same time. The uniqueness of things is related to time and space. And Shabbos is the elevated part of time. The Mishkan, later the Beis HaMikdash, is the elevated space in the world. And therefore, the connection of Shabbos and Mishkan should be understood in that context, that when a person is zeicha on a holy day to be in a holy place, that it's a very elevated and special time for the person. We find an expression, Noyam Shabbos. Most of you are probably familiar with it from some of the Zmiris that are songs of Noyam Shabbos. It actually has a source in the Zayar. The Zayar says, the Recha D'Archei Noyam is an allusion to Olam Haba. The Ne'imus, the sweetness of life, is Olam Haba. And the Zayar says, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. The Recha, the Derech of Torah, leads you, Derech, to a path of Noyam, a path of Olam Haba, a path of sweetness. That's why Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It has that special Ne'imus. That's why in Matzei Shabbos, a person's neshama is a little bit rebellious. A person is a Saturday night fever. There's a Saturday night urge to get to do something, to find satisfaction. That comes because the neshama had this ne'imus, which is now suspended. And that's why we're mevakesh. We ask Hashem every Matzah Shabbos, V'inayam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. Shuzech, there's a ne'imus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be on us. It's a Nayam Elyon. It's a Dahebina feeling of Ne'imus. And with this, we also understand the request of David, Shifti Beves Hashem Kol Yimecha Yayin Lachsais B'Nayam Hashem. Vezech to be in the Beis Medrash all day. Vezech to have that Ne'imus of Torah. Now, until now, it's just a play on words. The word Ne'imus, what is Ne'imus? Ne'imus is menucha, it's menuchas ha-nefesh. The ne'imus of life is when a person has a certain serenity. I don't mean a go-to-sleep type of serenity. I mean an accomplished type of serenity. And that's really what the Yom Shekulei Shabbos u'menucha l'chayei olam haba, Yom Shekulei Shabbos u'menucha, the menuchas ha-nefesh, is that. That's the ne'imus, that's the Shabbos, that's the Mishkan, that's the olam haba, a place of serenity, a place of calmness. And that is the explanation of the connection of Shabbos and the Mishkan. Let's move on to a second thought on the parasha. This one is also before Sheni. The last pasuk before Sheni, after Vayakel, after Moshe Rabbeinu gathers Klal Yisrael, it says in the pasuk, Vayetzu kol ha'adasa Yisrael lefnei Moshe. That Klal Yisrael left. Well, of course they left. Every time you gather people together and you finish, so what's Vayetzu kol ha'adasa v'nei Yisrael m'lefnei Moshe. So the Ora Chaim HaKadosh says something amazing here. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, we're going to build the Mishkan. We need donations for the Mishkan. We need things to be brought for the Mishkan. So the people quickly ran. The Lefnei Moshe, they tried to get ahead of Moshe. Klal Yisrael was afraid, says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to grab this mitzvah for himself. Moshe Rabbeinu was wealthy. He was very wealthy. He had the psilas of the stones of the Luchais, which Chazal say was tremendous wealth. And Moshe Rabbeinu would go himself and grab the mitzvah. He would be taifus the mitzvah and give everything for the Mishkan. So therefore, they went Melefnei Moshe, went ahead of Moshe to Chaparai, as I state in the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. You read the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, you wonder, Taka, why did Moshe not do that? Why didn't Moshe, he knew about it first. Why didn't he grab the mitzvah for himself? I would think the answer is, because the Mishkan has to be from Klal Yisrael. It's not just a mitzvah that anybody could grab. The Mishkan inherently had to be a binyan of Klal Yisrael, had to come from everybody, Teichei Rots of Ava. We've spoken many times about the fact that the Ava, Takadish Baruch Hu, is the basis of the, is the foundation of the Mishkan. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu did not do it himself. With this, I may have an answer to a good question. We all know that the Par Adum is extremely expensive. We know more expensive than the Amnei HaChayshin. Yeah, when we get to the Parsha Par Aduma, we don't find an appeal made to raise money for a Par Aduma. Very interesting. Well, there could be many reasons. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was told the Par Aduma, so he grabbed it for himself. The Mishkan didn't grab it for himself. It had to come from everyone. Par Aduma, the Gemara says, a yachid, an individual, can make a donation. Of Avachi and surrender Yafa Yafa. So he gives it over to Klal Yisrael. And it could be that's what happened at the Par Aduma. So one thought about Shabbos and the Mishkan, and one thought about grabbing mitzvahs. I want to end with a riddle, which I think you will enjoy. The riddle is, what is it that is permitted on day one? You're not supposed to do it on day two. It's a mitzvah on day three. It's an avera on day four. And on day five and six, some communities consider it aser and some don't. That's a pretty good one. And I'll give you a hint. We're in the middle of that time stretch. Not as your middle, today on Thursday. And the answer is cutting nails. On Wednesday, you're allowed to cut nails. You want to, you do. You don't want to, you don't. On Thursday, you're not supposed to. Shulchan Aruch says not to cut nails on Thursday because they look fresh when you cut them till the third day. You shouldn't cut dafka on Thursday. Once it's Thursday, cut them on Friday. On day three, Friday, it's a mitzvah to cut your nails. Cover Shabbos. On day four, Shabbos, it's an issur d'oraisa to cut nails. On day five and six are going to be Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, those who keep Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid don't cut nails on Rosh Chodesh, and those who don't keep the Menachem Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, they do cut nails. So here you have, incredibly, on day one, it's mutter. On day two, you're not supposed to do it. On day three, it's a mitzvah. On day four, it's an aveira. And day five and six, it depends on the minig of the community you may be in. Chaparai, you got to ask this real quickly because it doesn't come up that often that Rosh Chodesh falls on the days that this riddle, well, you can always ask it, but this is a case where we're smack in the middle of it. Ah, geschmack. And with that, I would like to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, extraordinary, meaningful Shabbos Kodesh and Rosh Chodesh Adar that you bring Simcha to Klal Yisrael.